What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Kenny, where you at?
I'm in Tennessee at the moment. I'm right on the computer screen is where I'm at.
Yeah. We're excited about all this new music. I was just listening to it. I did not realize this. I don't want to start off the conversation on a sad note, but I didn't realize that each and every album you have a song on there for people that we've loved that have passed. And you have that with Wherever You Are Tonight. Is that intentional?
Well, for this record, I don't think that I've had one of those songs on every record.
Okay. All right. I don't remember that, but I saw that written.
There was a song called Who You'd Be Today that was on the Road and a Radio record. And then I think there might have been another one somewhere, but this one was intentional, you know, and it was a hard one because it's really hard for, I think, all of us to talk about loss. It makes us uncomfortable.
Yeah, 100%. And it is so great to have music because that really does help. Did you have a specific person in mind with this song or did you write it just more general?
Just more general. I mean, obviously, when you hear this kind of song, there's people that come to mind, you know. But I think that when I heard it, I went, "Oh my God, this isn't just about loss. It's about how we hang on, you know, and it's the connection that we have with them. And I think that's a thread that runs through a lot of songs on this record is connection, and that's why it felt pretty authentic to put it on there, you know.
Yeah.
What was the process like as far as, cause I know I think we talked about this a little bit not too long ago, but do you try to change up the process of making this new album after doing so many to try to,
Go to a different beach to get inspiration?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, when you've been doing this for a minute, the trick is to make a record that, pushes your audience, but doesn't annihilate them, you know, to a point where it's disingenuous. And the one thing I've learned about, you know, being up there on stage and being in this intimate place with them over the years is I've learned that they can, they know pretty quickly if it's disingenuous for me. And so I have to keep that in mind, but I also have to push the envelope a little bit. And I think that we did that with this, with the Born record, in ways. I mean, I think that when people listen to this record, they're going to hear a sense of freedom. They're going to hear a sense of, like I said earlier, there's just a lot of connection. And in ways, in several chapters of this record, it's trying to live in gratitude and take your life and try to break out of this mundane existence. And that's very genuine to my life. So I guess make a record, it just kind of mirrors it, or it should anyway, where you are.
What is the exact story behind the song of Born? And we always ask three questions. Where were you? What were you thinking? What were you drinking?
Well, that's pretty good. when I heard Born, I think we all have this, or I do anyway. I like to think we all have this, it's part of our ego, but this internal voice in our head that we have conversations with every day, you know, am I living my life the way I'm supposed to? Am I getting the most out of it? Am I connecting enough? I have those conversations a lot, but the thing that really stuck with me about this song, is the bridge. What does life and love and truth all mean? Are we making it harder than it has to be? Am I making it harder than it has to be? And I went, oh my God, I know I'm making it harder than it has to be. I mean, that's, when you're as mentally busy as I've been, that's just the reality of my life, you know? And so when I heard that, I went, wow, I went, that is so true to my life. I have to be able to, you know, try to find a way for that to be. And it was interesting because it was early on, and I didn't know it was going to be a thread of the record, but that started the thread to this whole record and why I named it the album and why it sets first in the sequence. I think about that stuff a lot, you know.
What do you think the best ways are to answer those questions that we're always asking ourselves in our mind. Like I look for signs, you know, I see numbers a lot. I see certain numbers a lot. Yeah. Like, is that a sign from an angel or some sort of, you know, I'm always kind of looking for stuff like that. How do you find those answers when you're kind of battling your own mind?
Well, if I knew the answer to that question, I would probably write a really great book and solve all the problems, you know? So,
yeah.
But music helps me with that. I mean, whenever I look for inspiration, it's music. And whenever I need to get out of a funk, it's music. It's not my music. It's somebody else's, you know, it's something. I mean, I've got so much music in my life. I could hit shuffle on it, but not repeat a song for a month, you know?
What's the last song you listened to? It wasn't yours.
The last song I listened to that wasn't mine, I sat in the sauna every morning and I do heat and ice. Like I'll do a sauna and then I'll sit in the ice tub. And I do that, you know, for about 45 minutes every day. And so I just listened to all kinds of stuff. There's a song by Coldplay called Church. And that was a song that it's actually, you wouldn't know it. It's a song about surfing, and that's their church, you know. And so that's his church. That's where he feels connected. And so that's the last song I heard this morning before I came here.
Oh, interesting.
I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah,
I think it's so funny that you say that you struggle with, you know, am I doing it right, or maybe having like too much noise or something like that. When we look to you as the guy that has got it down for like relaxing and, you know, Shoes Nation, right? Like, it's so funny to hear you say that because I'm like, oh, Kenny, he's got it down, like the beach life and all that. So well, I just find that interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can preach it. I didn't say I knew how to do it. I'm pretty mentally busy, you know? And right. So, but yeah, I think that, I mean, I'm pretty confident. I get validated every night that I'm up there and see all those people connect with this music, that I'm on the right path. I don't question that.
Right.
But it's just, you know, it's about more of connecting more with others. And it's remembering that it's those moments in life that, I guess I'm just at a point now in my life where I'm taking time to even think about that stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's, there's moments of that on this record, and it happened. It didn't happen intentionally. It's just what it ended up being. And hopefully, you know, when you start making records, you don't always think like that, but you know, the longer you do it, you hope that the songs you put together kind of mirror what's going on in there. And this does.
18 million tickets, by the way, I saw that you have sold for your show. 18 million.
Yeah, I had no idea. Yeah.
I mean, someone was counting. That's good.
Somebody was counting. Yeah, I wasn't counting. I just, it's wonderful to walk out there and see those people, you know, that truly care about the experience of it all, that go through a lot, honestly, to be able to be in the audience today. You know, to be able to come to anybody's show, you have to go through a lot to get there. And the fact that they care that much, you know, makes us very happy. We're getting ready to start that again. And it's, you know, we have new music out, and very soon, you know, we open at the Buccaneer Stadium in Tampa, and we're going to go throughout the country and get to see their faces again. And that's always a great thing.
It's one of the biggest and best stadium shows that you'll ever go see. We talked about just the energy being insane. But we've also seen that you once in a while, you'll pop up at a small bar. I heard from someone that was saying they were going to the Floribama, which is a bar that I have not been to yet, but it needs to be on all of our bucket list. Do you love just, you know, going from a stadium show, but also popping into a little bar and singing and playing some music? Like, that's where it started.
Yeah. Oh, of course. For me, I mean, like to be able to be up there on stage and look at all those people that we're going to see this summer. I mean, it seems surreal because it's been a while, but it doesn't seem like it's been that long ago that, you know, I was in college and I would go and to the local music store and I would rent the 6-channel soundboard and I would rent the speakers and all the cables and I would put it in the back of my truck and I would go and set it up myself and I would play for tips and I would play for dinner and a few beers at the end of the night. You know, that's where this started. There's just a lot more stuff around me now. You know, same person. It's crazy, but it's I love both, you know, and we haven't been in the stadium environment in a couple of years because Kelsey and I went out last spring by design for about 2.5-3 months. So it's been a minute to be in that space, and we're excited about it. But yeah, but the answer to your question is I love going into a random bar and you know, if there's a guy up there playing, you know, taking his guitar and singing a couple songs. I mean, it's wonderful. I love it.
Can I ask you about kind of the behind the scenes? Because we've heard from several artists that have played on a tour with you or just played with you at like a festival. And they say that the way that you do things backstage has changed them and like how they do things on their own shows.
Yeah.
Like essentially you've become a mentor like that. Do you have like a certain mantra as far as like backstage or how do you feel about being a mentor to these other artists, I guess?
Well, it makes me feel great. You know, that I think that when we started this journey, I'm not going to mention names, obviously, but you know, we were out on the road and being out on the road is hard. I mean, it's hard enough, but when you're out there with people that doesn't make it fun, it's even harder.
Yeah.
So I remember telling my band and, you know, my band and crew has changed, you know, somewhat over the years, but I remember being in that moment going, you know, if I ever get to a place to where I'm doing this on my own terms, this is going to be, I'm just going to do it the way I feel like it should be done. And look, I've got ego up on stage. I think you have to have a little bit to be great up there, you know, in the way we do things. But other than I work really hard at leaving that person up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't take that person with me backstage and in my everyday life. You know, I'm reminded of him and I'm really glad to see him again when I get up there. But I think that's part of it. It's really hard when you go out on the road with people and and they're treated with respect and the fun factor is wonderful. And it just makes for a much better summer. And I don't know, to be able to share that with people has always been, you know, a part of just what we do. You know, it's like I said, it's hard enough to be out there and not share that and not, you know, I've got people that have been out a couple of times with us and it's always much better if everybody really loves it. And if there's a lot of love going around instead of this, I don't know, like the
grumpy. Yeah.
It's not necessarily grumpy. It's just like, if there's, okay, I belong here and you belong here. And this is the way it's going to be all summer. It just kind of sets a weird tone. And we've never been about that, you know, ever.
Yeah. Well, we always hear good things, by the way. I just wanted to tell you what everyone says.
That's wonderful.
And it's all good, by the way. I want to give you that compliment. Yeah.
And we heard from Ashley Cook recently about how it was kind of last minute, you know, flying by the seat of your pants type of thing. You're like, hey, Ashley at Tortuga, you know, this is kind of your hometown. Come on out here and sing with me. And she was like, wait, what? Oh, my God, this is happening right now. OK,
we were oh, my God, how did he know that was going to go well? Like,
I knew it wasn't going to be a disaster because her publisher is my publisher.
OK,
and early on, they met me at the bus early on. And so when she started her set, I walked off the bus and went up to the side of the stage and watched a little bit of her set. And she was really good. I mean, she had she had really wonderful stage presence. So I knew that, you know, I asked her, you know, if she knew the lyrics to Sun Goes Down and she goes, of course. And I knew it wasn't, I knew she would be able to pull it up. You know?
Yeah.
So that wasn't as much of a leap of faith as one would think.
Yeah. Well, it was really fun to see that. And it was fun to hear it from her too, because you know, just when you know, she just lights up talking about you and that experience. So that was really cool, and we were there for it as well.
Okay, that's right. Well, good. I mean, it was fun. It's always fun to do that. You know, you're on the road all year, and that's what's great about live music is you pretty much know the songs you're gonna do.
Yeah.
You know, even though it changes a little bit day to day, but you never know who's going to show up. You never know who's going to be there. You never know who's going to be on, who you're going to share the stage with. When you wake up in the morning, that night could be completely different, you know, and that's one thing I've always loved about live music.
I think one thing for advice for any artist that's opening up for any, you know, opening up for anyone, you got to look at their set list and make sure that you learn all the songs just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case you get that opportunity, right? You only get one shot.
Well, Ashley knew it. She did a great job.
Oh, we love it. Well, we cannot wait for this summer. We're going to see you. We love the new music. So thank you for that. Thank you for giving us more new music. So thank you so much, Kenny.
Well, it's an exciting time. We're excited to get out there again this summer, and it's going to be rocking. It's going to be awesome. So thanks for having me.
Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Robin Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.